The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live, and it is just wonderful to be able to welcome our AM 880 folks to the 5 o'clock hour. Yesterday and today, for the first time in 2 months, in November, December, we sign off at 5. In January, we extend the sign-off time to 5:30. And in February, we get our entire program back when we begin signing off at 6. But at least we've got 30 minutes of the program back. So anyway, welcome, and let me give you my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. You know, I keep forgetting this is Friday. This is Friday, and I haven't mentioned anything about open phones. We were talking about the Trump administration taking out this Iranian general in Baghdad at the airport. Some are considering it a brave, necessary move. Some of the Democrats are saying it is reckless. Even though 3 or 4 years ago, I think you'd be hard pressed to find any Democrat that did not believe that this guy who was killed yesterday was a radical terrorist with American blood on his hands. But such is politics in America today. If you want to continue that discussion, that is fine. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And since it's Friday, yeah, we can basically talk about anything you want to talk about. I found this article fascinating. Headline from the Associated Press: White Evangelicals distinct on abortion LGBT policy. This is an Associated Press story from today. Quote, white evangelical Protestants stand noticeably apart from other religious people on how the government should act on two of the most politically divisive issues at play in the 2020 presidential election, according to a new poll of Americans from various faith backgrounds. And then it's broken down. And I find this poll, I guess, not overly shocking, but in one way, really, really disappointing. I have made this statement repeatedly for years. Everything the liberal left touches, it destroys. And I say that because I believe it. And I believe there is abundant evidence of it. You take a look at anything that has drifted to the left, and you will see something that is either dying or dead. Before the break, we were talking about what's happening in the United Methodist Church. As they have drifted to the left, they have declined farther and farther and farther. And the Bible believers are finally standing up and saying, hey, we've had enough. And the liberals have said, hey, we're tired of you people. Get out of here. So it looks like they're going to have a split, a schism this summer. And I believe that's a good thing. But the other mainline Protestant denominations have just continued to drift farther and farther and farther and farther to the left. And the farther they drift to the left, the more decimated they are in attendance, membership, number of churches, finances, every measurable way. They are either dying or dead because they have drifted to the left. I am so, and I'm choosing my words carefully, I'm deeply concerned about the impact that the left has had on minority communities in America. And this poll proves, substantiates my concern. Let me just read, and then let me give you some of my concerns. Asked about significant restrictions on abortion, making it illegal except in cases of rape, incest, or threats to the mother's life, 37% of all Americans responded in support. Now, again, let me make it clear. Asked about significant restrictions on abortion, making it illegal, except in cases of rape, incest, or threats to a mother's life. When you consider all Americans in general, 37% responded in support of making abortion illegal. I'm surprised that it's that low. I thought it was higher than that. This is a poll conducted by the Associated Press, NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research. All right, when it's broken down into denominations and race, those abortion limits drew 39% support from white mainline Protestants. Now, I'm surprised that there was that much support from mainline Protestants. 39% of white mainline Protestants support making abortion illegal. Here's the part that is heartbreaking. When it was non-white Protestants, that is primarily black and Hispanic, it dropped to 33%. Now, if you were to go back 30 years, the support for making abortion illegal in the black community was much higher than the white community. The black community has always stood for life and against abortion. They have historically been incredibly pro-life. The black community has been more pro-life than the white community until now. As all of us know, the black community for several years has been overwhelmingly controlled by the Democratic Party, the left. And I want you to think about that. This is what the liberal left has done to both the black and Hispanic communities. The Hispanic community has traditionally, historically been very, very pro-life, very pro-life, because they're predominantly Catholic. But for the last 20, 30 years, the Hispanic community has been predominantly under the control of the liberal left. And because of that, they have lost their support for life. This is heartbreaking. This is heartbreaking. Catholics, 45%. Support making abortion illegal, except in the cases of rape, incest, or threats to a mother's life. Now, that is shocking as well, because the Catholic Church has an official doctrinal position on abortion. The official doctrinal position of the Catholic Church is for life. However, in the last 20 to 30 years, Catholics have voted overwhelmingly Democrat. Now, here's my point. The The Democrats and the liberal left have absolutely decimated the moral compass of the black community, the Hispanic community, and the Catholic community. All right. The purpose of the article is to point out that white evangelicals are completely distinct. White evangelical, 67% support making abortion illegal. 67%. Those are some sad, sad figures. I will continue to say it. The liberal left destroys everything it touches.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
How radical is the left? Can I give you an illustration? State of New York. Now, most of you know that the governor is Andrew Cuomo. The whole family has been involved in politics for generations. His brother, or is that his son? Yeah, there's Cuomo on CNN. Anyway. Andrew Cuomo is about as far left as you can get. And we hear all the time from the far left, those conservatives are so divisive and so mean-spirited. Really? Yeah. All right. Here's the scoop. It was discovered that in the state of New York, the governor can conduct wedding ceremonies. He is authorized by the state to do wedding ceremonies. State judges, any state judge in the state of New York can conduct, solemnize a marriage in New York. But it was discovered that because of the weird laws in New York, that only certain federal judges could solemnize marriages. Some could, some couldn't. Depends on where they were, depends on the region. And so anyway, so a Democratic state senator by the name of Liz Krueger found this out and said, well, that's not fair. It's not right. It's not fair for some federal judges to be able to conduct ceremonies and not others. So why don't we pass a law that simply says all federal judges can solemnize weddings. Now, please remember, New York is heavily, 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 heavily controlled by the liberal left, the Democrats. So, Democratic State Senator Liz Krueger proposed the legislation. It passed the state Senate by a vote of 61-1. It passed the state assembly by a vote of 144-2. All right? Talk about overwhelming support from the liberal left. Senator Liz Krueger said, quote, 4 years ago, we gave the governor the ability to perform marriages. 2 years ago, we gave legislators that ability. Marriage in New York is inclusive, equal, and open to all who want it. So when it was suggested to me that we expand it to federal judges, I thought, why not? The more the merrier. I'm certainly no fan of the judges this president is choosing to appoint, but since any New Yorker can become a minister online for $25 and legally perform weddings, I didn't consider this to be a major issue. So, again, the heavily Democratic Senate passed this law 61-1. The state assembly, heavily Democratic, passed it 144-2, and it has now reached the governor's desk to be signed. He vetoed it. What? he's a Democrat. The Democrats passed it overwhelmingly. And the governor has vetoed it. Why? Are you ready for this? I mean, seriously, are you ready for something this petty, this childish, this divisive, this mean-spirited? Governor Cuomo vetoed the legislation because he is afraid that a federal judge appointed by Donald Trump might actually officiate a wedding. This is not the Babylon Bee. This is not the Onion. This is not satire. This is the mean-spirited liberal left. Cuomo, in his veto message, said this, and I quote, "I cannot in good conscience support legislation that would authorize such actions by federal judges who are appointed by this federal administration." President Trump does not embody who we are as New Yorkers. The cornerstones that built our great state are diversity, tolerance, and inclusion. Based on these reasons, I must veto this bill. Let me get this straight, Governor Cuomo. In the name of diversity, in the name of tolerance, and in the name of inclusion, you are going to forbid any judge appointed by Donald Trump from solemnizing a marriage in your great state. So in order to be diverse and tolerant and inclusive, you are going to punish the people that you disagree with politically. Now, I've seen a lot of childish, petty, immature stunts pulled off by politicians, but this has got to go to the top of the list. Now, I would assume that the legislature will override the veto. Again, this legislation passed in the Senate 61-1, in the State Assembly 144-2. It was passed very heavily by the Democratic legislature. So I would assume they were overturn his veto, but blatantly, admittedly, vetoing legislation because he fears that a judge appointed by Donald Trump might actually be able to perform a wedding ceremony. The childishness, divisiveness of that is just monumental. On the Mount Rushmore of pettiness, there will be the face of Andrew Cuomo. Wow. All right, quick break. We'll be back.